The NRA says some 70,000 of its members will converge on Atlanta. Almost two-thirds are coming from Georgia and surrounding states, according to spokesperson Jason Brown.
We're going to have about 800 exhibitors from the firearms, hunting, outdoors, and gear industry. And then, of course, a jam-packed schedule of seminars, workshops, special events, and celebrity meet and greets.
President Trump is set to speak Friday. Unlike the rest of the convention, members won't be allowed to carry their firearms into that event. Trump will be the first sitting president to address the annual gathering since Ronald Reagan in 1983.
When you read Reagan's speech, you can see how different the gun debate really was back then.
That's UCLA law professor Adam Winkler. He wrote the book Gunfight. It's a history of the American debate over gun rights.
He spent much of his speech talking about conservation efforts and the important role of hunters and outdoorsmen in helping the environment. Now the NRA is really focused solely on self-defense and fighting against government tyranny.
Winkler says a big part of that fight is against what the NRA calls gun-free zones.
They believe that guns should be allowed just about everywhere, because so long as law-abiding people have those guns, they believe those areas will be safer.
Georgia Republican Representative Mandy Ballinger sponsored a bill meant to legalize guns on college campuses.
Right now, the current penalty for carrying on college campuses in the state of Georgia is a $100 fine. You know, it strips people of their right to defend themselves.
The bill's waiting on a signature from Governor Deal, who vetoed a similar measure last year. Back then, the governor called the idea that guns on campus would make students safer, quote, highly questionable. Ballinger says Trump's mere presence at the convention is a good sign for Second Amendment supporters, but she'll be listening for the president to weigh in on the fate of campus carry in Georgia. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.